Dear friends, I am Yeshua, your brother and friend. I'd like to speak to you today about your soul's plan for this lifetime. But before I do so, I'd like to say a few words about the soul, because it's not self-evident what the soul really is. In order to understand what the soul is and how you can connect with your soul, you need to know first that your soul is like a field of awareness, and this field is not uniform. It's like a landscape, a natural landscape, and some parts of it are more evolved than others. In some parts, there's a flowering garden with many life forms present. There's a lot of consciousness there. And other parts are like barren ground. Perhaps there are seeds there, but they have not yet sprouted. They have not yet developed into mature life forms. Another way of saying it is that your soul is a mixture of consciousness and unconsciousness. Your soul is developing, is in a process of maturing, of growing. And one might compare it to the stages that you go through as a human being, starting with childhood, growing into adulthood, and then finally old age. And although the soul is an eternal being, so very hard to grasp with the human mind, but because the soul is part of a developmental process, one can say that there are stages or ages in the soul's evolution, like youth, maturity, and getting older and more experienced and wiser. And so the soul is continually learning, experiencing, growing, and therefore it's a mixture of consciousness and unconsciousness, or if you will, light and dark. Now, when we discuss the notion of the soul's plan for a particular lifetime, so you first need to realize that your soul is not a perfect being who has a complete overview of what it needs to learn, of what is supposed to happen during a lifetime. No, the soul is a mixture of unconscious drives and also fears and ignorance on the one hand, and wisdom, knowledge, insight, intuition. So the soul is a mixture of both. And the light part of your soul is more developed than the unconscious part, obviously, and the light part of your soul may open itself to higher guidance from, on the other side, from guides, spiritual helpers, who can encourage you or advise you and thereby connect you with a source of wisdom. And when you are connected to this source of wisdom, you can get a clear picture of the challenges you are going to face in a particular lifetime. I'm now speaking about the phase or stage before you enter a particular incarnation. When you are in the afterlife or in between two earth lives, you are in a realm or dimension in which both parts of your soul, the conscious part and the unconscious part, are alive. And the more conscious you are on the soul level, the more you open yourself to conscious guidance, and thereby you can get a clearer view of what is going to happen in your next incarnation, the opportunities, the challenges you are about to face. And you can more consciously prepare for it. The younger you are as a soul, which means that there are, in terms of the image of the landscape, which I put forward, when there are still many areas to explore, many areas in the landscape that want to be developed and experienced, then sometimes the jump into another incarnation is quite unconscious. You are drawn to a particular life with particular parents, a particular country, certain challenges you will face, but it all happens kind of like in a dreamlike state. You are pulled there and you feel you can feel excitement to go there, and or simply a pull, an urge to go back into the earth realm. And sometimes strong memories from past life can pull you there, other people, other souls who you have been connected with on a deep emotional level, and this may be in a good way or in a bad way. You are quite passionate on the soul level, and this can be these passions may be blind, in the sense that there's a lack of real wisdom and knowledge in them, but this is as it's supposed to be. Compare it to when you are young. You are supposed to make foolish mistakes and jump into experiences which may turn out to be painful, but you learn from it, you grow through it. So certain incarnations, especially in the younger stages of the soul, are like jumping into experience, and there is a kind of plan, but the soul is basically following impulses, which may be quite emotional in nature, and it will attract circumstances and challenges which match the passions and the impulses that are alive in the soul. And this is part of a process of learning and growing. So the plan, the soul's plan or purpose for a lifetime, is not just created by the conscious part of your soul. The unconscious part that is less knowledgeable but full of certain passions and impulses, or it's allowed to express itself. This is necessary to grow and to learn and to evolve. And this is why certain challenges and crises that you encounter in a life may seem very grave, very harsh to go through. It's not always the case that your soul has chosen it from the light and conscious part of itself. There may be unconscious forces at work, and you may call it karma, but karma is not a force that is outside of you. It's not about retribution or punishment. It's about an impulse inside your own soul that has not yet come to reach the that your consciousness has not yet been able to fully understand. And to give an example, there could have been a lifetime in which you were a light worker soul. This is not something that you choose. You are a light worker soul in view of your history, and because of your history, and imagine that you are living in a community and you don't really feel that you fit in. You feel you are different, and so there's a sense of loneliness inside you, feeling like an outsider. And then you have a child, you become the mother or father of a child in that life. And because there is this yearning for connection and love in your heart, you become very attached to the child. And you give her or him all your love and attention, and a kind of symbiotic relation starts to develop. And the child is also very attached to you. And as it grows up, there may be difficulties letting go of each other. And let's say that when the child is reaching adulthood and they are getting married and have a family of their own, but there's always in the background this symbiotic relation with you as the parent, and there are emotional claims arising out of this symbiosis, and certain situations may then develop, which often evolve around fear of being abandoned, jealousy, sense of betrayal, and often this type of relationship ends in painful conflict. You as the parent may at some point turn away from the child, or the child may turn away from you, and there will be a kind of bitterness, sadness, a sense of loss, and also difficult emotions of guilt and loyalty that may haunt you till the end of your life, that both you and the child. And this can take all kinds of particular forms, but when you die in such a lifetime, and it applies to the both of you, there is a lingering sense of something being emotionally unresolved between the two of you. And this is karma, because it's still there up in the air, and it wants to be, in a sense, it's like an unfinished story. And at some point in another lifetime, you may choose to meet again. And it's simply by you are drawn to each other, because you have experienced a deep attachment, emotional attachment to each other, and there was love there. There was the intention to love, but there was also an unhealthy urge there to fill up the hole inside your own heart, your loneliness, your the emptiness inside, to use the other person to end this suffering, to alleviate this pain. So in this kind of very highly charged emotional relationships, there's always this mixture of light and dark, of love and fear. And often it's the case that during several lifetimes, these souls will be attracted to each other to kind of figure out, to clarify what is the loving part and what's the part based on fear. And in order to clarify it, sometimes very dramatic situations are created by both souls in a particular lifetime, which force them, for example, to separate by through illness or accident or death, in order to regain their own independence of each other, in order to let go of the symbiosis and grow towards unconditional love, which is devoid of feelings of guilt, fear, too strong loyalty, emotional confusion. So, coming back to the notion of the soul's plan for a lifetime, it's important to recognize again that you are, as a soul, a mixture of consciousness and unconsciousness, and that part of what happens in a lifetime is the result of unconscious drives, urges, impulses. And so the real purpose of any lifetime is to allow the light and more evolved part of you to embrace the unconscious or ignorant or developing parts of your soul. So in any lifetime, you are faced with choices. And often in a lifetime, you repeat situations that happened before in past lives. And the hope for any lifetime is that you are faced with the situation again and now make choices from the light and conscious part of you. But you are a free being, so you can repeat the choices you made in past lives. You may repeat the emotional drama that you were involved in in other lifetimes, or you can step out of it. And so I'd now like to focus more specifically on your soul's plan or intentions for this lifetime and as a light worker soul. I mentioned before in the example I just gave of how you can get karmically involved in certain relationship drama, I'd like to point out that lightworker souls, when they jump into an earth life, they often feel extremely lonely. They feel out of touch with the social reality, with the mainstream mass consciousness, which is also like a huge energy field enveloping Earth. And they feel that they do not match, that they cannot handle or fit into this mainstream field of consciousness. And as a human being, there's a very strong desire to fit in. You may call it a desire to be part of group consciousness, to be part of the group, a group. It may be your family, it may be your peers. There is this unconscious desire to fit in. And when you don't, it results in fear, a lack of self-worth. And it's very remarkable in lightworker souls that on the one hand, they have deep intuitions. They have a very evolved part inside them which clearly knows the truth and which clearly can see through the illusions of mass consciousness, which is basically fear-based consciousness. And there's this wise part of them that knows or senses that it's here to shine a light on this fear-based consciousness and to bring in a different kind of awareness, which is based on love, truth, joy. So the lightworker soul you as a lightworker soul are not in the early stages anymore. You are mature or even an old soul. And this, the knowledge and the wisdom that are associated with old age are inside you already when you are born. It's already there. But at the same time, you are confronted with very human fears of not fitting in, with loneliness, with a sense of meaninglessness, and also with a sensitivity that sometimes makes it extremely hard to be in the very dense energy of mass consciousness. So there is this tension within your souls. And it's a tension between light and dark. And especially in this lifetime, but as in any lifetime, you want to face the dark or unconscious part of you. And in this lifetime, this particular one, at this time of history, facing the dark or unconscious part of you is largely about understanding, really understanding why you do not fit into mass consciousness, why you feel so extremely uncomfortable here. The reason you feel so lonely or not at home here, not at ease, is because you carry a light frequency inside you, which is still relatively new to Earth, new to the type of human consciousness on Earth that has been around for many, many, many centuries. So you are the carrier of a new type of consciousness, a higher frequency, which is basically the awareness of the oneness of all life, that there is one flow of consciousness present in all life forms, everything that is on planet Earth. You are aware of this oneness, and it's not an intellectual awareness, it's truly a heart-based knowledge or awareness. And from this awareness, a genuine desire grows for connection and communication on a heart level. The lack of such communication hurts you, like energetically, emotionally, physically hurts you. You suffer when the light frequency inside you cannot connect, cannot interact with the world around you. That's when you feel cut off from light. What you need to do to fully connect with this light part, this high frequency inside your soul, is to become deeply aware of what I will call the vertical connection with heaven and earth. When you move around the world in your everyday life, you have a lot of horizontal connections with people around you, with work, with the whole business of getting through your day. And all these horizontal connections often drain you, or there's often a lack of higher vibration, heart-based frequency there, and you suffer from it. So in order to stay true to yourself, you need to give more attention, full attention, to the vertical axis, which represents your connection upward to heaven, and downward to Mother Earth. Mother Earth carries the original heart-based frequency that is the foundation of all life. And by feeling rooted and connected with Mother Earth, and also connected upward with the highest part of your soul, with your spiritual guidance, your guides, this vertical axis or channel from heaven to earth, where both heaven and earth represent heart-based frequencies, this is what can truly nurture you and get you out of this sense of separation or being cut off from the light. You are not cut off. The light is still there. And you can become more aware of it by becoming more self-conscious. The lightworker part of you, the part that is wise and mature, the old soul part of you, is not something that you need to develop now. It's already there. It's already there. So I'm inviting you now to withdraw your energy, your awareness, from the horizontal connections you have with the outside world. And this includes your loved ones and the extent to which your relationship with them is based on fear or emotional dependence or conflict. Withdraw your energy from this type of relational drama and come fully back into yourself, come back home to yourself, and become aware of the vertical X, your connection with heaven, your connection with earth. You can literally see it as a channel that starts from the top of your head, going through your body down to your feet, going through your spine, along all the chakras, the energy centers. Become aware of the vertical channel or axis and sense that it's not an abstract notion. It's a reality. It's a focus of your energy field. Focus your attention on this part of your energy field. There's a lot of information there which you can get directly from your connection, your cosmical connection upward with your soul, with your guides, with a field of light, a heart-based frequency there. And there's also information that you can receive directly from your connection with Mother Earth, who is a loving being, abundant, full of life, like an angel. She's not a lower being at all. And now when we are reflecting on your soul's purpose for this lifetime, become aware of the energies up and down, heaven and earth, which are truly there to support you. You're very welcome here. You're here to embrace your own darkness, the parts of you that are in need of more awareness and clarity. And you can do so with joy. Your soul's purpose is to detach from ego-based or fear-based awareness and to be filled with the energy of love, compassion, being authentic and true to yourself, not listening to the voices of external authorities, voices of fear, of force, of control, to be freely you. Trust the wisdom inside your heart. You are being guided all the time. Focus your attention on the vertical axis on the channel that you are, channeling your own higher frequency, your own heart-based knowledge. And it's important to be aware that this is something you need to do. You need to take time and space for yourself to nourish this connection to heaven and to earth. It's not something that happens spontaneously, at least not in the at the start, because you're so used to being focused on the outside world, on the horizontal connections you have. So it's easy to lose yourself in these. Therefore, you need to make a conscious effort, for example, by meditating or going out into nature, to wake up to the truth, to wake up to who you really are, to wake up to the higher wisdom that's already there inside you. It's natural for an old person to withdraw a little from the outside world. Older people like to be quiet and thoughtful and reflect on life. And they also often have the ability to truly enjoy the little things, to truly appreciate what's good and joyful and beautiful in their lives, because they know the extremes, they know the ups and downs, they know not to take anything for granted. So the old soul has a special gift to enjoy life in a subtle way, not through drama or extremes, but like an artist, the old soul is deeply aware of the emotional landscape that you as a human being are part of. And therefore, the old soul chooses wisely and knows the importance of keeping distance, creating space to be quiet, to reflect, to feel, to enjoy, to sense, to get clear about issues. So cherish your wisdom as an old soul. And when you are about to make choices, important life choices, do connect with this vertical channel inside you. Connect with your true heart-based knowledge inside. And this is when your soul's plan will fit the light part of you, not so much the unconscious impulses or desires or fears, but the knowledgeable, wise, and joyful part of you. This is how you can influence your own soul's journey and be at peace with being here on earth and shining your light in a way that fits you, that is true to who you are. I love you all deeply from my heart. We are connected and united in a field of awareness that is full of light, love, and joy. Thank you for sharing this time with me, this journey, and know that you are always loved and never alone. Thank you.